And I always had to call everybody and see whether they're going to come to lunch and order lunch and all this and that. And of course we had County Council of PTAs. I was chairman of that for a number of years. And then of course the Red Cross and the polio. I was head of the polio for 22 years. I said I'd stay with them until we get a vaccine, which I did. I went beyond that. And then we had some trialing times during that time. Polio hit around here pretty much. And we're low on money, all this and that. Of course, people as a whole were very nice about everything. And then, of course, I belonged to the church organizations. First wife and I, we were sponsors of the Young Groups Division for, I don't know, 5-6 years. But finally, I tried to get out of most of that, except the polio. And I finally sidestepped to that. That polio, I was afraid, you know, sometimes you get somebody that just lets it drop, so on, and I didn't want that to happen because we had too many people that were dependent and that couldn't afford it not to be taken care of. But my wife, she had an ailment, which was hereditary, which she didn't know for years and years. I can't remember the exact terminology medically, but it's more or less on the order of multiple sclerosis. And she had it for years before anybody ever knew about it. But later on, I could look back and know that she had it. And she was a semi-invalid for about 12, 15 years. In the last 3 years of her life, she was, you might say, totally invalid and almost bedridden. So house domestic help was hard to get. That's one way I learned to know San Antonio, the lower parts of San Antonio. I had run all over that section trying to find and interview people. And you get good ones, you get bad ones. And then at the same time, all this school consolidation came on, which wasn't a pleasant subject, because a lot of people really opposed. Of course, they want to keep the little school, and others afraid the next one get more of the territory than they would. And I couldn't even go to church without getting a good blessing before the service started. Somebody carried me back of church and let me have it. And all that for a number of years worked on my nervous system. And I always bragged I had a nervous system like a brazen donkey. But you know, after so and so long, with all those problems, if you're not careful, it'll get to you, which it did. I was finally where I just wanted to get up and beat the wall with my fist, you know, or holler out, screaming, you know. Felt bad and sick and everything else. I went to 3 clinics, and each one of the clinics told me the same thing. And I know with that one doctor, I just wanted to sock him right between the eyes. After he got through with all the x-rays and cardiograms and whatnot, you know, had me come to his office, had all my pretty pictures hanging around there, you know.